Hachette Audio presents All He Wants, written by C.C. Gibbs, read by Elena Wolfe. Chapter 1. She'd done her research like she always did before an interview, so she knew about him. 32. Stanford graduate, adventure traveler, and a more or less self-made billionaire who'd stopped counting zeros long ago. Quirky, too, but then so many in the startup world were. Maybe even a little more than quirky since the death of his wife. But those rumors were confined to obscure blogs in cyberspace and were impossible to confirm. Not that she cared about the man's private quirks. She was here because his company had recruited her at MIT and working for Knight Enterprises, the most innovative venture capital company in the world, would be a dream come true. Arriving last night from the East Coast, she'd expected to meet with one of Dominic Knight's lieutenants at corporate headquarters in Santa Cruz, but an early morning email had sent new instructions, and here she was on a quiet, tree-lined residential street in Palo Alto. The cab driver came to a stop and pointed. That's it. She looked out the window, mentally flipped through her Art One memories, and decided it was one of Green and Green's rare turn-of-the-century homes. The structure was surrounded by a beautiful, 100-year-old Japanese-style landscape specific to the building design. It was an unusual venue for an interview, but no explanation had been given for the site change. Although with the possibility of being offered her dream job, who was she to question the reasons? She stood for a moment on the sidewalk as the cab drove away, surveying the small redwood building. On her junior year J term, she'd stayed in a mountain village in Japan, in a temple inn much like this. It was supposed to have been a long weekend, but so enchanted by the quiet isolation, she'd stayed a week. Strange that a street so near a major metropolitan area was this tranquil. She glanced around, unsure for a moment whether she was dreaming. Her memories were so intense. Then a lawnmower powered up somewhere behind her. She shook off her reverie and moved with an easy stride toward the entrance to 630 Indigo Way. A reception desk had been placed in the center of the foyer, and a secretary, who'd been reading, set down her book and looked up. She could have been some teenager taking a day off from...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?